माधव कुंजा बिहारी राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तेरा वनचार्य यमुना तेरा वनचार्य जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gora Premanande, Hare Haribo. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. We are going to read from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text 72. Esha brahmisiti parta nainam prapya vimuhyati stivasyam antakalepi brahma nirvanam richati. That is the way of the spiritual and godly life.
after attaining which a man is not bewildered. If one is thus situated, even at the hour of death, one can enter into the kingdom of God. Purport. One can attain Krishna consciousness or divine life at once, within a second, or one may not attain such a state of life even after millions of births. It is only a matter of understanding and accepting the fact. Katwanga Maharaj attained this state of life just a few minutes before his death by surrendering unto Krishna. Nirvana means ending the process of materialistic life. According to Buddhist philosophy, there is only void after the completion of this material life, but Bhagavad Gita teaches differently. Actual life begins after the completion of this material life. For the gross materialist, it is sufficient to know that one has to end his materialistic way of life. But for persons who are spiritually advanced, there is another life after this materialistic life. Before ending this life, if one is fortunately enough to become Krishna conscious, he at once attains the stage of Brahma Nirvana. There is no difference between the kingdom of God and the devotional service of the Lord, since both of them are on the absolute plane. To be engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord is to have attained the spiritual kingdom. In the material world, there are activities of sense gratification, whereas in the spiritual world, there are activities of Krishna consciousness. Attainment of Krishna consciousness, even during this life, is immediate attainment of Brahman. And one who is situated in Krishna consciousness has certainly already entered into the kingdom of God. Brahman is just the opposite of matter. Therefore, Brahmistiti means not on the platform of material activities. Devotional service of the Lord is accepted in the Bhagavad Gita as the liberated stage. Sagunan samatityaitam brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Therefore, Brahmastiti is liberation from material bondage. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has summarized this second chapter of Bhagavad Gita as being the contents of the old text. In the Bhagavad Gita, the subject matters are Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and Bhakti Yoga. In the second chapter, Karma and Jnana Yoga have been clearly discussed, and a glimpse of Bhakti Yoga has also been given as the contents for the complete text. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. So, one can attain this stage of spiritual life in 1 second, or may take millions of births. It all depends in one thing only. And what is that? Understanding. Because there is no acceptance unless you understand. So first thing, one has to understand the subject matter. When one accepts, when one understands, then acceptance is natural. You can't accept something you don't understand. So first one has to read Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna, thank you for coming. Hare Bol. Hare Krishna. And discuss it amongst devotees and ask questions when doubts arise. In this way, the more we understand the subject matter, the more we want to surrender to Krishna. Because we have to surrender anyway. Willingly or unwillingly. At the time of death, one has to surrender everything. Bank balance, car, house, family, money, everything. Job, can't take anything with us. The only thing we take is the karma, whatever we have done, good or bad, that we will take to next life. So it's better, before we die, be ready, be prepared. And how we prepare ourselves? We prepare ourselves by understanding. What is this life all about? Why am I here in this world? Why I am suffering? Who is God? What is my relationship with Him? What is there after death? What's going to happen when death comes? So, the most important thing in life, which is to know what is there after death, not so many people are interested. People are interested more in politics and economy and so many things. But to know this true philosophical, spiritual truth about the soul, about afterlife, not so many people are interested. We see in the morning, in the park, I go in the morning walking in the park, and birds flying here and there. They have a nest on the tree. And the small birds crying to mother, "What is the food? What is the food?" The mother answered, "Yes, I'm coming with the food. Wait, wait, be patient." I'm guessing all that. Only Krishna speaks the language of the birds and the animals. He can do that. But I mean to say, that's the reality. Everybody's asking questions every day. The animals, the news, everywhere, the media, everywhere, people asking questions about this problem, that problem. Corruption, this, that, economy, war, so many things. But nobody asking the question, what is the purpose of human life? How to prepare for death? If you ask such question, you think they are crazy or something. No, this is real sanity, to know the truth. But they try to ignore this. It's like a rabbit is being chased by a fox. And a poor rabbit is cornered. He has no escape. He just covers his eyes. Oh, no more fox. Danger doesn't disappear just by... So that's foolishness. In the same way, just trying to ignore life, reality, which is the real problem is of human life. Jamma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha dosha dudarshanam. A person always should remember, see the truth, that this life means birth, death, old age and disease. So, temporary and full of problems. But we have a chance in this life to end all problems once for all, for good, forever. And that chance has been given us to by Lord Krishna. That if we embrace this spiritual life, Krishna consciousness, wholeheartedly, and we every day read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and chant the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then we have great chance of doing it, of achieving it. I'm going to read something Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. Today we are celebrating his birthday, his appearance day. He's a very great, powerful spiritual master in our Guru Parampara, in our spiritual line. He's the pioneer in bringing Krishna consciousness to the West. In the year 1896, he wrote a book in English entitled The Teaching, The Life and Teaching of Lord Chaitanya. And he sent it to the University of Macmillan in Toronto, Canada. That was the first time in history that the knowledge about Krishna came to the West. The first time in history, in the world, in the whole world, in English language. That was a pioneer. And he said, in the future will come a great personality who will distribute Krishna consciousness all over the world. Of course, he was talking about our divine master, Srila Prabhupada, the founder, acharya of this Krishna consciousness movement. He was eager, he was praying, when that day will come, when The Indian devotees and the American, European, and Russian, and all devotees come together and they will chant the holy name of the Lord. So, he wrote 100 books about Lord Krishna. In Hindi, Bengali, Sanskrit, and English. He was a magistrate. Big magistrate. And he cut down all cheaters of the time. He was a very powerful preacher of Krishna consciousness. And there was one disturbing element. He was claiming himself to be an avatar of Mahavishnu. Some yogi had some little mystic power. So he was cheating his followers and forcing them to bring to him their wives and daughters for his enjoyment. So yeah, since I am Mahavishnu, I am enjoyer of all the ladies. You have to bring all the ladies to me. So of course, some of the followers protested and they tell the government about this cheating thing. So they asked Bhaktivinoda Thakur to arrest him. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, being the magistrate of Jagannath Puri at that time, next to governor, practically speaking, he went with the police to arrest this man. Bibi Kishen was his name. So when he arrived, this man had a long hair and he started to throw fire at the police from his hair. He had some mystic power. So the police were frightened. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur spoke to him. You may have some little mystic power due to your non-spiritual austerities and penance, but you are not Bhagavan. You are a conditioned soul. You are a jiva. And you are very proud because of this little power you may have. And you are cheating these people and becoming an immoral debauchee. You must give up all this nonsense and come with me to be judged by the court. And the rascal said, oh, since you are my devotee, I will come with you. So they took him to court. And he was sensed, thousands of followers outside the court protesting, you know, release him. But he was condemned to 6 months in prison. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he heard that these yogis, they keep their power in their hair. So he took a scissor and cut us all his hair. And this yogi immediately fainted. He lost all his powers. In prison, he was so ashamed, he lost all his powers, and all his followers left him, that he managed to get some poison and kill himself before the 6 months. Another rascal came out, calling himself Avatar of Balaram. And he was dancing with young girls, you know, abusing all these young girls, telling them, I am Balaram. And he was also arrested. Some dacoits, they were robbing all the pilgrims going to Mathura, Vrindavan. So that came to his notice. And he went there with the police and arrested all of them. So he not only did philosophical, spiritual work, but he also did very practical also. He had 11 children, and he prayed to Krishna, please Lord, send me a ray of Vishnu to help me in my mission to broadcast this Krishna conscious philosophy. And in answer to his prayer, his great son, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the guru of our guru, Srila Prabhupada, he was born. So, he said about how to attain pure devotional love for the Lord. He said, it is only possible to achieve such pure love for God when we have great faith an intense eagerness and deep understanding of the scriptures. These three things are very important. Great faith with intense eagerness and deep understanding, deep knowledge. By reading Prabhupada's book, we can get all knowledge needed. And we have to develop this eagerness. Yes, I need to be with Krishna. I need to make my life more spiritual, less materialistic. I need to give up bad habits like meat eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit affairs. I have to give up all these things. And I have to become more eager to understand the purpose of my human life, which is Lord Chaitanya explained, Prema Pumarto Mahan, the highest goal for human being is to achieve this divine love for the Lord. And in this fallen age, Kali Yuga, the easiest and blissful way to achieve this is just by chanting offenselessly the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Of course, we know sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes the body, the mind give troubles. But in order to please Krishna, we have to accept some inconvenience of the mind or the body to do some seva, some service to the Lord. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also said, when I have to face difficulties for Krishna's service, that brings me great happiness. So the happiness of the devotee is to undergo any difficulty to serve the Lord, to please the Lord. And by doing that, by having this frame of mind, sincere and humble to please the Lord, then all blessings will shower on us. And we will make very fast advancement in Krishna consciousness. So today we are also celebrating the departure from this world of Srila Namacharya Haridas Thakur. Ki Jai. He was born in a Muslim family, but Lord Chaitanya raised him to be Namacharya, the guru of the holy name, because he was chanting day and night the holy name of Krishna. He was so powerful, devotee of the Lord. Once a Muslim magistrate was very envious of him because he was famous as a great saintly person. So he sent a very beautiful prostitute to seduce him. So he will criticize, no, this is not real saint, he's just materialistic man. So this prostitute was paid a big amount of money to seduce this saint, Haridas Thakur. So she went there at midnight at his hut. Haridas Thakur was sitting chanting the holy name of Krishna. So she came, bowed down to him. You are such saintly personality, but you are also very beautiful and handsome. And I'm very much attracted to you. Will you please me and be with me? Haridas Thakur smiled. He said, of course I will satisfy your desire. But please sit down here and wait, because now I'm chanting. I have prescribed number of names of Krishna to chant every day. You know how many he was chanting every day? 300,000 names. That's 192 rounds. We initiated devotee chant 16 and sometimes difficulty to finish. Imagine 192 rounds. That means day and night he was chanting. He only have like a couple hours to take rest and eat and take bath and continue chanting. So anyway, he told her, sit there, let me finish my chanting first. So she sat there, and when he finished chanting, she fell asleep. So he took bath, ate a little bit, and continued chanting. When she woke up, I'm sorry, I started my today chanting. You have to wait until... And 3 days went on like this. So on the third day, by hearing this holy name from great saint like Haridas Thakur, her heart became purified. So crying, she fell at Haridas Thakur's feet and told him the truth. Yeah, I'm a prostitute. I was sent to seduce you. And I'm very sorry for that. I'm a sinful woman. Please forgive me. Please accept me as your disciple. And Haridas Thakur immediately accepted her and told her, you can give your possessions between the Vaishnavas and the Brahmanas and make a little hut here in the forest and worship the Tulasi plant and chant the holy name. Don't worry about your maintenance. People will come and bring you whatever food you need. And when the people hear that the prostitute became a saint, everybody wanted to come and see her and bring some gift daily. So that's the power of such saintly person as Haridas Thakur. He left this world chanting the holy name of the Lord, Krishna Chaitanya. He asked for that mercy to Lord Chaitanya, my dear Lord, I know you are going to close your pastime very soon in this world. My only prayer is that I want to leave this world before you and want to hold your lotus foot on my chest. And while looking at your beautiful face, I want to chant the holy name of Krishna Chaitanya and leave my body. And the Lord satisfied his desire. And he went back home, back to Godhead. His samadhi tomb is at the seashore of Jagannath Puri. First time I went there in the year 1980, I took the book that Prabhupada wrote about Haridas Thakur's pastimes, and there was a picture of his tomb in the book. So I sat down and I started to read in Bengali and English. So all the people surrounded me and to listen. And the local pujaris, they were very happy to hear, and they asked me for the book. They started to read Bengali, all the Bengali verses. And they went read, oh, this is a Mahatirtha, very big holy place. They were very happy. They brought me a big plate of Mahaprasad. I told them Prabhupada is preaching the glory of Haridas Thakur all over the world. He's printing all these books all over the world. So we are very fortunate to celebrate today such holy occurrences. It's very, very auspicious. And thank you, all of you, for coming and hearing and taking part in this transcendental, wonderful process of Krishna consciousness. Please keep the faith, the enthusiasm, be patient, and surely we'll achieve all success in life by Lord Krishna's mercy, by the great saint's mercy. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Does anybody have any questions? Would like to make any comment or yes? Yes.
What is your recommendation to chant as pure as possible? How can we do that?
Very good question.
You have so many different things going through.
Yes. That's the most common offense everybody commit. And that we chant with distraction. We let our mind wander here and there while we chant. So we have to try to minimize this distraction and try to focus better on the holy name. And in order to do that, we have to chant from the heart. What means to chant from the heart? Once a devotee told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I'm chanting, but my mind gives me trouble. Prabhupada said, what is the question of the mind? Who's chanting? You are chanting. What the mind has to do anything with that? Meaning the soul is chanting. Not the mind, not the tongue. The soul is chanting through the tongue, through the mind. So we have, like Bhagavad Gita said, we have to control the lower self with the higher self. The lower self is the mind and the body, and the higher self is the soul. So we are a spirit soul. We are not these material bodies. When we realize, at least understand this, Prabhupada said, it's not enough to know we are not the body, we are the soul. We have to experience it. And how we experience it? By abstaining from sinful life and engaging in devotional service. And by Krishna's mercy, we can actually experience we are spirit souls. So we make a little endeavor, a little effort to please Krishna by chanting more attentively. When the mind tries to go away, we will notice it and bring it back. Come on, no time for this now. Just listen to the holy name. Okay, I have to do this and that. I have to meet. Okay, after, wait a little later. After 1-2 hours, maybe we can think about. But now, only chant and listen attentively. Another meaning of chanting from the heart. There is one story of Prabhupada's godbrother, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, who was very dear to Prabhupada. He left this world. He was chanting also day and night the holy name of Krishna. And when he was old, he has some heart problems. So the devotees brought a doctor to see him. And the doctor was listening to his heartbeat. And the instrument fell from his hand. The devotee said, anything wrong? Well, I don't know. Please, some of you listen. So one devotee put the instrument on the Babaji Maharaj's heart. And instead of heartbeat, he heard Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. His heart was chanting Hare Krishna. So we want to achieve this, chanting from the heart. Gradually we'll reach there by Krishna's mercy. But we should work on trying to focus better. Chant and listen better. The mind shall be here present, listening. Otherwise, how the mind will become purified? So we have to make endeavor and pray for Krishna's mercy. Two things should be there. Then it is possible. Not easy, but it is possible. We have to keep trying. You know? Our determination should be like the small bird lost its egg in the ocean. So the small bird make a hole in the sand and was trying to empty the ocean. The ocean was laughing. But then Garuda heard about this and he came and offered help. Then the ocean became very frightened. Immediately he gave back the eggs. So we have to have such determination, very much needed. And how we get this determination if we don't have it? We should associate with devotees who have this determination. So we can get inspiration from them. I hope that is helpful. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki. Gaur Prema Nandi Haribol.